This is Akashvani, the news read by Singh Byahoy. Both the Houses of Parliament held discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 yesterday. Participating in the discussion, Charanjit Singh Channi of Congress alleged that the budget has disappointed people. He questioned the relocation of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's statue in Parliament House. Mr. Channi said, "The budget has nothing for people of Punjab who were affected due to floods." He also questioned the government on why the wages under MGNREGA were not increased. The House also witnessed heated arguments between Congress MPs and Treasury bench members over some of the remarks made by Mr. Channi. Rebutting the allegations of bias against the budget, Sunil Tatkare of NCP said maximum development in his state, Maharashtra, took place during the NDA regime. Bijayant Panda of BJP termed the union budget as historic. He said the budget is wide in scope and deep in addressing the reforms that are necessary to take the nation forward. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial tomorrow on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Diwas. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Tomorrow is a very special day for every Indian." He said, "It is a day to pay homage to all those who protect the nation." The Prime Minister said he will visit the Kargil War Memorial and pay tributes to the country's brave heroes. Mr. Modi also informed that the work will also commence for the Shinkunla Tunnel project tomorrow. This project is important to improve connectivity to Leh, especially during bad weather. President Draupadi Murmu completed 2 years in office today. On the occasion of completing 2 years of her term, the president donned the role of a teacher today at Dr. Rajendra Prasad Kendra Vidyalaya in the president's estate. Interacting with the class 9 students in school, President Murmu imparted lessons on nature conservation and climate change. The president also shared her experiences of caring for plants and animals. The students responded with enthusiasm and offered many suggestions too. New Delhi today asked Ottawa to take action against anti-India elements operating in Canada. Replying to a media query on reports that Canada has charged two people for threatening on social media to kill Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but such actions are missing against those threatening Indian leaders and diplomats, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the ministry has seen these reports. Speaking on Bangladesh protests, Mr. Jaiswal said over 6,700 Indian students have returned from the neighboring country. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said India has received excellent cooperation from the Bangladesh government. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with CPC Politburo member and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they both continued their ongoing discussions about the bilateral relationship. He said the state of the border will necessarily be reflected in the state of the ties. Dr. Jaishankar said India and China agreed on the need to give strong guidance to complete the disengagement process. Dr. Jaishankar said full respect for the line of actual control and past agreements must be ensured. Dr. Jaishankar said it is in our mutual interest to stabilize the ties. The minister said both the nations should approach the immediate issues with a sense of purpose and urgency. Mr. Jaishankar said the ability of the two countries to ensure that their ties are stable and forward-looking is essential, both for the prospects of Asia and that of the multipolar world. Due to incessant rainfall in Maharashtra, especially Mumbai, Pune, Thane, Raigarh, Palghar, Kolhapur and Sangli, dams and rivers have overflowed, compelling the opening of dam gates. This has led to flood-like situations in many low-lying areas and regions near the dams. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Pune, Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Raigarh, Ratnagiri and Satara, predicting heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in isolated areas until tomorrow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C. this morning. In his speech, he sought to strengthen U.S. support, particularly for weapons supplies, amid increasing international criticism after over 9 months of conflict in the Palestinian enclave. India yesterday started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note, a day ahead of the opening ceremony with the men's team clinching third spot and women's team securing a fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. In the quarterfinals, India will face the winner of the last 16-stage match between host France and the Netherlands. And that is the end of this news bulletin.